Tanseke Tuam, hello again. We are back with Kathy Hamelin for another episode of Coffee and Creepy. Talking today a little bit about emotions and feelings with Kathy. Now, we talked about the first, second, third person in Miwiatam about being happy. Now, maybe we'll talk about on the other side of the scale of maybe being lonely or sad. Tanseke Tuam for to be sad.
Okay, just generally being sad and not being like brokenhearted, just being sad or feeling lonely. Say,
Nigimwatin.
Yeah,
that is just to be.
I'm just like I'm having like a sad thought because everything is about thought too, right?
Yeah, nigimwatin.
That feeling is like nigimwatin. Yeah, that's what it is.
So now, if we were to say we are lonely, now we're kind of I guess we're describing a different portion of being sad. If we are lonely for someone, Tanseke Tuam lonely.
Oh, nigwitawimau, nigwitawimau,
nigawitawimau,
nigwitawimau, nigawi. I'm lonesome for my mother, really lonesome.
Okay.
Nigwitawimau, nigawi. Like I'm missing her. I'm missing her presence.
And what about pikskatsu? Is that a word for being lonely?
Pikskatsu. I don't know what
pikskat
that is.
Pikskatgoso.
Oh, I guess it could be. I haven't heard that because like you got to be mindful too that there are variations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many different words.
Regional, not just like the Y, the N dialect and all that, but it's also regional. Like I'm from Peace River country.
Yeah.
So my Cree, for people who are not familiar with that Cree that I speak, is I say like some of my words are slightly different. I pronounce them slightly different. But the key thing here to know is that the root word is always the same. So the key difference between how I speak Cree and how Pasquawinowak out here speak Cree is that the suffix I say wow, itohtit, wow. And around here they say itochtichik. They went.
Again, that's more of sagaw nihiwiwin, right? Of the wood Cree, right?
Sagawinowak. I'm a
sagawinowak. Yeah.
I'm a bush Cree woman.
Yes, absolutely. So when we're talking about that same word that you used for being sad again, the root form of that word is
Nigaskimao is the simplest form.
Nigaskimao. Okay.
Nigaskimao nigawi.
So
I miss my mother. I'm really lonesome for my mother.
And if we're going to put that in a second form, so you're going to say that you just add the ki, right? Kigaskimao.
Yeah, kigaskimao. Kigaskimao chi kigawi.
Kigaskimao.
Are you lonesome for your mother?
Nigawi, right? I'm lonesome for my mother.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if I can't just say kigaskimao kigawi because it's not my business to tell you how to feel.
You're talking about my mom,
So I'm asked, that's why it'll be a question form. Kigaskimao chi kigawi.
Yeah, do you miss your mother?
Kigaskimao kigawi. Just like, I can't command you how to feel.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so we're, you know, Cree is such a verb-centered language, you know, with, you know, and these, we're talking about feelings today. But if we were to, you know, talk about, say, actions. And we were to say, I'm just trying to think of something I'd use in my house with Negosis, with my son. I am, or he is, mitsu, to eat. There's a good one, a very simple one, right?
Yeah.
So now, if I'm talking about myself eating, ni mitsun.
Yeah, ni mitsun.
And ki mitsun.
Yeah.
And then without that prefix at all, mitsu.
Yeah.
Is just a third person eating. Negosis. Yeah. Mitsu, my son is eating.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now,
but you would have to say mitsu, asai, mitsu, negosis. You'd say like, my son already ate, or.
Kitwamatwe again?
Asai means
asai, already.
Asai, okay. Mitsu, negosis. You would say, my son already ate. But if he's eating right now, you'd say, imitsu. Yeah, you'd say imitsut.
Imitsut. So that's the conjunct now, right?
That's for like, he is eating now. Imitsut negosis. He is eating.
So that's for our listeners that are just getting into the language. It seems complicated, but of course there's the conjunct, which you know, you hear people in linguistic terms, basically is almost like the present of putting an ing, like an ing. Yeah. He is eating. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Imitsot. Yeah. So that's the third person. My son is eating, right?
The tenses,
right? Yeah. So now if we were going to put that into a future tense, my son will eat.
Iwihimitsu. Yeah, iwihimitsu. Oh, no, iwihimitsu. Yeah.
Yeah.
Iwihimitsu negosis.
Yeah.
He is going to eat.
So my son is going to eat.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. So talking a little bit about tense markers as well with you know, being future, being past. Now if we were to bring in a group of people eating, can we use imitsu wak?
No.
No?
It depends on who is the group of the people. Are you a part of that group? Are you talking, including? So let's say if we're just talking
imitsunan.
About. Say if we're just talking about those people over there, and I said to you, Bill. Ah, say, mitsuwak. I tell you, those people have already eaten.
Mm-hmm.
Or mitsuwak, they are eating.
Mitsuwak. They are eating.
Mitsuwak mi guachago, they're eating right now. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So if we were to just to say, if I am a part of those people, we are eating.
Yeah.
Mitsunan.
Nimitsunan.
Because
now you're a part of that conversation.
Yeah, so we're included.
You're included in that. So you say nimitsunan.
Nimitsunan. So that when you put that N-A-N on it, that is basically the pluralizing with me included.
Yeah.
Nimitsunan. We are eating. Yeah. Now the group of them, all of them, kimitsunao. Right? No?
It depends. See, like, are you asking if me and my friends over here have eaten?
Or am I describing it?
Kimitsuna wow. Did you eat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you all eat? Kimitsuna wow.
Did you all eat?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if we're going to say, like, you and I are going to eat, I would say, we are going to eat. Iwi himitsu ya. We are going to eat.
Iwi. Because you put that iwi as the future marker.
Yeah.
Iwi himitsu wak.
Iwi
himitsu yak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Iwi he is the future marker.
Iwihi.
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, now I always hear the dan on the top of it, basically saying just with me and you.
Yeah.
Right? So we use that in our home too. So we say, mitsu dan.
Yeah. Let's eat.
Let's eat.
Yeah.
Basically just saying me and you to do something, right? So you can put that on the end of any type of verb that's like that, right?
Yeah.
Like sleep, nipa.
Yeah.
Nipa.
Nan.
Nipanan, we are sleeping.
Yeah.
Can we put the dan on that? Nipatan?
Then you say nipatan, then you go, let's go to sleep.
Let's go to sleep. Me and you go to sleep. Nipatan.
Yeah. Or let's All sleep. Right. Yeah.
Tagake. Talking some verb words here and some emotion words here with Kathy Hamlin. We'll be right back right here on the Windspeaker Radio Network with more Pigate Wapoy Egwa.
Nihiawiwin.